Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's transition to power is officially underway after a government agency declared him the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election, even as President Donald Trump continues his long-shot attempt to upend Biden's victory. A Trump administration official said the White House gave approval Tuesday for Biden to receive the president's daily briefing, but it was not immediately clear when Biden would receive his first classified national security briefing as president-elect. Biden transition teams are also contacting officials and agencies throughout the government for updates on pending policy issues, as well as to better understand staffing patterns after some departments removed individuals deemed to be at odds with the president's views of a limited government. Also on Tuesday, Biden formally introduced some of the top appointees, including Antony Blinken as Secretary of State, Avril Haines as Director of National Intelligence, and Alejandro Mayorkas as Homeland Security Chief. Meantime, President Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations, even as several world leaders, that is, have offered good wishes to the incoming 46th U.S. president. Well, the Syrian army said early Wednesday Israeli airstrikes hit an area in the southern outskirts of Damascus where military defectors say there is a strong Iranian military presence in the second in such attacks within a week. It was not immediately clear if there were any casualties. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The West African nation of Niger is observing 3 days of national mourning following the death of former President Mamadou Tandja at age 82. He twice won election after the country's return to civilian rule in 1999, but was overthrown a decade later after altering the constitution to stay in power. Ethiopia's government is repeating a warning to residents of the besieged capital of the Tigray region as a 72-hour ultimatum is about to expire before military assault. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's 72-hour ultimatum for the region's leaders to surrender ends on Wednesday. His military had warned civilians of no mercy if they don't move away in time, which some human rights groups and diplomats say would violate international law. Amnesty International warned that deliberately attacking civilians is prohibited under international humanitarian law and can amount to a war crime. More than 400,000, or maybe that 40,000 people, have reportedly fled into a remote area of Sudan where local communities and humanitarians have struggled to feed and accommodate them. Britain and France on Tuesday announcing plans to ease coronavirus restrictions heading up to the Christmas holiday as a second wave of infections subsides following weeks of lockdowns in Europe. French President Emmanuel Macron announced that shops could reopen this Saturday, that nationwide stay-at-home orders would be lifted on December 15. Macron also said people will be allowed to move between regions from December 24 through the 31st, but public gatherings are banned. Meantime, British authorities announced that restrictions on social mixing and travel would be eased across Britain over the holiday, the Christmas holiday, with no more than three families allowed to gather during that period. Foreign donors pledged a projected $12 billion in civilian aid to Afghanistan over the next 4 years at a conference held Tuesday, but many made it conditional on protecting human rights and making progress on peace talks and a major shakeup for the country's economy. Many donors also put strict conditions on future funding, and some officially committed for just the next year. Diplomats said keeping financing for Afghanistan on a tight leash could provide foreign governments with some leverage to inject a greater sense of urgency in halting a peace process. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.